Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Isn't She Powerful podcast. My name is Laura B. I am your host, and I am excited because today we're going to be talking about what to do if you are eating less, you're exercising more, and it's just not working, you're not seeing the weight loss. We're going to dig into that today and talk about what might be going on behind the scenes, and I'm going to give you some tangible tips, some things that you can start working on to start seeing some of that weight loss potentially. I recently received a text message that inspired this episode. It inspired an email last week from the time that this was released, and the text message said, "I don't understand. I'm eating less. I'm going to the gym 4 days a week and I'm eating better. How am I still gaining weight? This is so frustrating." And in that message, I could feel the frustration and I could relate to the frustration so deeply because I was that person. I was also in that same boat and I struggled with that for so long. And it wasn't until I started working on some of the things that I'm mentioning here and a lot of the other things that are talked about in previous episodes of this podcast that I really started to see weight loss and to heal my relationship with food, which actually really helped me with the weight loss. Once I healed that relationship with food and started treating food, you know, the right way versus using it to punish myself, because a lot of times I would use food as a form of punishment. I remember so many times early on before I really started losing weight and really early in my weight loss journey that finally did work for me. I would weigh myself in the mornings, and if that number was higher or if I didn't see the weight loss that I thought that it was gonna that I was gonna see, then I remember I would go into the kitchen and I would just eat a whole bunch of junk food, and I would sit there and I would think to myself or say out loud to myself, you know, if you want to be fat, then I'm going to give you a reason to be fat. And that is so toxic. That is so terrible. And it is not a way that I should have viewed my body or food at all. But I used food as a form of punishment. I used it as a reward. And that was never what food was intended to be. Food is intended to be fuel for our body, and we have distorted it so much. And once I healed that relationship is whenever I really started to feel better. And there's been some recent episodes released on the podcast talking about your relationship with food, your mindset around health and around weight loss. And so I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the most recent episodes. I'll link down below some of the ones that I think are really beneficial for you to listen to for this conversation. But today I want us to talk about three kind of areas. I want us to dig into mindset, nutrition, and exercise. And I want us to talk about what you may be doing wrong or little tweaks that you can make to your mindset and to your habits in nutrition and food or in nutrition and exercise so that you can begin seeing the progress that you are really, really desiring. So let's go on and let's dig into this topic. Welcome to the Isn't She Powerful podcast. I'm your host, Laura B., health coach, educator, and founder of the Be Healthy Lifestyle. I'm here to bring you all of the health education and motivation so that you can sign off each week feeling equipped and empowered to tackle all of your health goals. Come along with me as I teach you the basics of healthy living so that you can have everyone in your life saying, "Isn't she powerful?" All right, let's dig into this topic. We're going to start by talking about some mindset pieces because if you're new around here, mindset is one of my favorite things to talk about. It's probably my favorite thing to talk about because this entire thing is all about mindset. You know, if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to be more consistent with any type of healthy habit, if you're looking to build healthier relationships, if anything, you know, it all comes back to mindset and to consistency and to how you view your journey and yourself and your abilities. So much of it is mindset. And that's why I created my entire group coaching program, Seismic Shift, because all of this journey it comes right back to mindset. So I want us to start there and to talk there for a few minutes, but then I also, we're going to dig into nutrition and exercise as well. So to start us off, some things that I want to say about mindset is, first of all, and I know that this is not what you want to say, and I also know that this mindset stuff at the beginning is, most of it's not what you want to hear at all. It's not going to be what you want to hear. I'm going to give you the tangible action items, things that you can do after this, but I need to say this stuff first, because this is the stuff that, like I said, it all comes back to. All roads lead right back to these few things that I'm going to talk about first, and so you need to hear this. But it takes time, and I know that's not what you want to hear, but it takes time. And I want to ask you, you know, how long have you been doing this? In this message that she sent me, she was like, yeah, you know, I'm exercising 4 days a week. Well, how long have you been doing that? Has that been like 2 days, two weeks? Has it just been 1 week, 2 weeks, a few weeks? Like, how long have you actually been doing that? And, you know, we all start somewhere. I'm not saying that 1 or 2 weeks is not enough. You got to start there in order for you to have been doing it longer than that, but it takes more than 1 or 2 weeks to lose this weight, right? Like, you're, and I know this is such a cliche saying, but your weight didn't come on overnight, and it's not going to come off overnight. It took time. And when I was gaining weight, it was mostly in college when I was gaining my weight. And it wasn't like I woke up one day and was like, oh my gosh, I've gained 40 pounds. It wasn't like that. It happened slowly over the course of those 4 years that I was just gaining. And then after college, I was like, wow, I definitely have put on some weight, and I probably need to lose this. And maybe that's why I don't have a lot of energy. Maybe that's why I feel sick every single night. Like, I was having these symptoms of being super unhealthy, but I wasn't correlating those two things together. And it was slowly but surely adding up and piling up, and it happened slowly over time. And that's the same way that weight loss is going to be. It's going to slowly happen over time. And then one day you're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to be like, wow, I've lost weight. Wow, I can't believe that, you know, I look this way, or whatever thought you're going to have. It's going to happen slowly, and you're going to get so, you get so used to seeing yourself in the mirror. And this is something that my husband and I talk about all the time, is like, when I look back at pictures of me before I started my weight loss journey, I didn't even know that I looked like that. Like, I didn't even recognize that my face was puffier, and that, you know, I didn't recognize any of those things because I was so used to seeing myself. And now I am so used to seeing myself this way that it makes it really easy for us to kind of not notice our progress in one direction or the other. And so that's why it's really important that we stick to this, and that we remind ourselves, you know, this is a journey. This is going to take time. This is something that I'm going to have to be consistent with. And really, that's the secret to it all, is just knowing that it's going to take time, and being willing to put in that time. You know, like, there's never going to be a time in your life when it's easy for you to make these choices, or when it's easy for you to, you know, start making lifestyle changes. It's never going to be a convenient time. There's never going to be a time whenever it all just seems like it flows at the beginning. And eventually you're going to get to that place, because you're going to have built these things, and they're going to become habits for you. But at the beginning, it's not going to be that way. And that's just a hard truth. It's a hard pill you got to swallow, of it's going to take time in order for this to happen for you. So if you're expecting after 2 weeks for you to have seen a 3, 4, 5 pound weight loss, you're not going to see that. You might see 1 or 2 pounds after 2 weeks. But also, at the end of the day, you've been this weight for a long time, and your body feels comfortable at this weight. I've mentioned this before, but our brain has one job, and that job is to keep our bodies safe. That job is to make sure that we are alive. And whether you like the way that alive feels for you right now, you are alive. And that's really all that your brain and your body cares about. It doesn't care that you don't have a lot of energy. It doesn't care that you don't like how you look in the mirror. It doesn't care that you feel sluggish and that you feel sick whenever you get done eating. It doesn't care about any of that stuff. What your body cares about is the fact that you are breathing, that you are thinking, that you are alive. That's what it cares about. And it's gonna take time for your body to recognize that change is okay. Because whenever we begin to make one little change, our body and our brain is like, whoa, hold up here. We are perfectly fine the way we are. We are alive, and that is all that matters. and you're making this change, who knows? That thing might be something that hurts us. It might harm us. Logically, you know, this isn't going to hurt me. This is going to be so much better for me. If I lose this weight, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to eat better. All these things are going to be so much better if I actually lose this weight. But your body and your brain does not know that. It just wants to keep you alive. And so it fears change. Your body literally fears change. And so you have to retrain your brain every time something comes up that you kind of want to hold back, you want to stop, you want to not continue on this path, then you have to remind yourself, look, body, brain, I know you're trying to keep me safe right now. I know you're trying to keep me alive, but I promise you, you are going to feel so much more alive if we make this tiny change right here. So let's make this change. I promise you, over time, you're going to see that this is safer, that this is better than where we are right now. You just gotta hang with me for a minute. And you've got to keep pushing through. Keep pushing through that resistance. And one of my coaches always says, where there's resistance, that is the opportunity for you to learn something, for you to make big growth. That's just a sign. It's literally your body holding out a sign that says, something needs to change here. If you feel resistance, it is your body's way of saying, something needs to shift. And so use that resistance as a sign that you are on the right path, that you are making a change that is challenging your body and challenging your brain and is a good thing for you. And so back to the original topic, it's going to take time for you and your body feels comfortable with where it is right now. And so you have to prove to yourself, you have to make your body, you have to reassure your body that losing weight is safe. And you have to build up that trust with your body. You know, think of it like a relationship. And I've said this so many times before, but think of it like a relationship. You get into a relationship with someone, things are going great, and then they do something that hurts you. You're not going to just, you know, forgive and forget right away. You're going to still have that. You might forgive them, but you're not going to forget right away. There's still going to be that in the back of your mind that's like, is that going to happen again? Are they going to hurt me that way again? And over time, you begin to trust them more and more and more. But your trust doesn't just rebuild itself quickly. It doesn't rebuild itself overnight. You've been at this many times before, right? Like you've been on this journey of trying to lose weight many times before. You've started one diet and then you've given up on it. You've started this exercise routine and then you've given up on it. And right now your body's like, how are we going to trust that this is going to be okay again? How are we going to trust that you're actually going to stick to it this time? You know? And so it's really challenging for your body to just trust you right on a dime because it's been hurt before. Just like you've been hurt before in a past relationship, it's been hurt before. And so you have to allow yourself time to rebuild that trust with your body. And speaking of trust, let's dig into nutrition now. When we begin trying to lose weight, our first thought is, I need to eat less food. But when we eat less food, that causes our body to lose a little bit of trust in us. That causes our body to feel really unsafe if we're not eating enough food. Because here's the thing, our body needs a certain amount of food in order to survive. And the reason why we have excess fat is because we've stored extra weight at some point, because our body fears that at some point it's not going to have what it needs in order to survive. And so if you're not eating enough, then it causes your body to feel really unsafe letting go of anything extra. So if you are, you know, eating something and then burning a whole bunch by going to the gym and doing all these exercises and being more active, which is super great. But if you're not eating enough to sustain your energy levels, then that's going to cause your body to feel super unsafe letting go of anything. It's going to feel like, how do I know that if I let go of some of this extra food, some of this extra fat that's on our body, that we're going to have enough to survive in the event that she just doesn't eat one day? That she just doesn't give us any food one day, because slowly but surely you're cutting back on the amount of food, and that puts your body into a state of fear. And in that state of fear, it's going to be far less likely to let go of any excess fat. And so it's really important that you shift away from not eating enough to instead focusing on eating more food, but making it that food that's really nutrient dense. Eating less food is probably not the answer. And we talked about this in the episode with Emily, where she talked about metabolism. She shared with us what metabolism is, how to speed up your metabolism, and all these really beneficial things to know about what metabolism even is and how it works, as well as how to utilize metabolism to our advantage and speed it up if that's something that you feel you're struggling with. And she told us how to know if your metabolism is slow and how to know if it is speeding up. And when we don't eat enough food, that slows down our metabolism, which means that the rate at which we burn that food slows down. So if you're not eating enough food, then what you do eat, it gets digested even slower, which means that it's more likely to turn into fat on your body. So eating less food is not the answer. It's also going to cause you to be way, way, way more likely to end up binge eating later, whether it's late in the day, whether it's late in the week, whatever. If you put your body on this restrictive diet where you're not eating enough food, you're going to be really, really likely to later in the day be like, you know what? F this. I'm hungry. I'm feeling hangry. I'm just going to eat the entire pantry. Or late in the week, you're going to be like, I've been so good this week. I am tired of this. I'm hungry and I just want a burger. And then you go get a burger and you get fries and you get a milkshake and you get all these things. And then you leave there and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, be sick. I need to waddle out of this place and go lay down and take a nap because you just binge ate all those extra calories. So what you're doing is you're really in the end eating more calories than if you would have just eaten enough food every single day. It is not beneficial to you to restrict, 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 and then binge a whole bunch of calories. It's way more beneficial for you to just eat enough every single day. And so instead of focusing on eating less, I encourage you to focus on adding in more high quality foods. So here is what that would look like day to day. For breakfast, focus on eating enough protein and enough fiber. So I encourage you to make it every time that you open your mouth, every time you have a meal, if it is possible for you to eat some source of protein. And now I just had a conversation with somebody and she went to a dinner party and she got there and they were having pasta and there was no protein involved. And she felt so upset. She was like, I feel like I ruined it. I just started this a week ago and then I ruined it right away. And I told her, you know, there are some things that are in our control and there are some things that aren't. And this was in one of the most recent podcast episodes where I said, control what you can control and let the rest flow. And that has been a mantra for me for a while now. And it is becoming a mantra for so many others because there are just times and situations in our life where we can't control what happens, right? Like she went to this dinner party. She couldn't control what was being had there. She didn't know before she got there. So there was nothing that she could do about that. So control what you can control. Let the rest flow. All the other meals of the week, make sure that you're having protein. If it is within your control, make sure that you have protein at that meal. If it's not within your control, let it flow. Let it flow. Do what you can. Control what you can control and let the rest flow. I want that to be your mantra. But for breakfast, protein and fiber. Fiber is found in carbs, and it is so beneficial that you eat fiber because fiber is what helps keep you full. So protein is going to fill you up, and fiber is what's going to keep you full. So at breakfast, you want to have protein and you want to have carbs, and it is ideal that those carbs have fiber in them. I post a lot of videos on social media talking about the 10-to-1 ratio between the fiber and the carbs. Whenever you look at a label on a box or anything like that, if it comes with a nutrition label, take a look. You want there to be a 10-to-1 ratio between the carbs and the fiber. For every 10 grams of carbs, you want there to be at least 1 gram of fiber. And if it's more than that, that's amazing. But that's going to ensure that you are going to have enough fiber in your breakfast in order for you to feel full until lunch. You don't want to get to, you know, 9:30 or 10 and be like, gosh, I'm starving. I need to eat right away. You want to be able to make it until lunchtime and feel comfortable and satiated and full. And so I invite you to make sure that you are eating protein protein and fiber at breakfast. If you get color in there, if you get healthy fats in there, that's awesome. That's wonderful. But at least focus on protein and fiber at breakfast. And make sure that you're eating breakfast. That goes back to that binge eating and that restriction. If you're not eating breakfast, that is going to be very harmful for you in terms of weight loss and just overall health. Your hormone production is going to be all out of whack. It's not good for you to skip breakfast. So I encourage you to make sure that you are having breakfast and make sure that it has protein and fiber. For lunch, you want to try to get all of the food groups in there. So you want to have protein, fiber, color and healthy fats if possible. Now, those are the four main parts of a meal: protein, fiber, color, and healthy fats. And if you could get at least two or three of those in at lunch and at dinner, that would be spectacular. And so don't force yourself to try to get all of them in. If you can get all of them in, huge win, major success, awesome job, but at least try to get two or three of them in there and pair something together. You want to avoid having just one of those food groups on their own as much as possible. And so for lunch, you're going to have something, like I said, that has protein, that has fiber, that has color. So you're going to have some veggies or some fruit, and you're going to have something that has some healthy fats in there. And then at dinner, you want to have something with protein, color, healthy fats, and possibly fiber. When I was in my personal weight loss journey, I would a lot of times in the evenings skip some of the more typical carbs. So technically, vegetables are still a carb, and they have a ton of fiber in them, which is why most of the time they are separated into a completely separate category. But when I was on my weight loss journey, I was eating mostly veggies and protein at dinner, and that was really helping my body to begin seeing some of that extra weight loss. I call this the advanced one whole method, and it's something that I help my one-on-one clients with whenever they are wanting to begin seeing that weight loss and they feel comfortable getting to that stage. So if they are, you know, not ready to, if they're just now learning to eat healthy, well-balanced meals, then I invite them to just focus on having protein, fiber, and color and healthy fats at all of their meals when possible. But if they are ready to take that next step, then I help them to begin eating veggies and protein and fats at dinner and eating less of your typical carbs. So less pasta, less rice, bread, you get the idea. This is the reason that this is okay. I don't encourage you to eliminate food groups from your diet in any way. The reason this is okay is because the fiber, like I said, is keeping you full and it's giving you energy. And in the evenings at dinner time, you're really not doing much after you eat dinner. So it's okay if you have a little less energy in that time. So having less carbs in the evening is perfectly fine. So eating more veggies and protein at dinner is okay. A typical day of eating for me when I was in my weight loss journey and now is breakfast, lunch, a snack, and then dinner. So I would have breakfast whenever I woke up, somewhere around an hour after I woke up, and then I would have lunch in the afternoon somewhere between 11 and 12, depending on what time I was scheduled to eat because I was teaching at that time, and then I would have a snack after school somewhere around 3 or 3:30, and then I would have dinner in the evenings. And it is okay to have a snack. If you have a healthy metabolism and your body is burning your food through quick enough and digesting your food, and if you are eating balanced meals, then you're going to see that you get hungry somewhere around every 3.5 to 4.5 hours. Typically around every 4 hours, you're going to start to feel hungry again. That's a good thing. It's okay to be hungry. It is okay to eat food. I want to encourage you to feel like, you know, you can eat food and lose weight at the same time. That is possible for you. So a snack would look something like pairing a protein with something else. So like I said earlier, I encourage you, anytime you're eating, if you have control over the situation, to find a protein and then pair something with it. So you might pair a protein with a fruit. You might pair a protein with, you know, a veggie or with something that has some fiber in there or some healthy fats, whatever it looks like for you. I have a lot of snacks on my page, and my program Healthy Handled comes with one pair it yourself and one on the go snack per week. So whenever you finish the program, you have, 48 snack options available to you. of things that might work for you. So Healthy Handled is a really good option if you're looking for some new meal ideas and some ways to begin eating healthier consistently. But anyway, snacks, I encourage you to have some kind of protein and then pair them with something else. You want to avoid just having one food group on its own. So protein paired with something else. And then if you want to have dessert, which I'm a huge sweet tooth girly, surprise, surprise, I'm sure you guys had no idea. I'm a huge sweet tooth girly, and I will have a dessert after a meal or a snack, never on an empty stomach. And I started doing this whenever I was having very, very intense sugar cravings. It was to the point where it was bad, and I have some episodes on that topic as well, which I can link those below here as well. There's going to be a lot of episodes linked below, so if you're new to the show or if you haven't listened to all the episodes from the show, head on down and listen to some of those that are listed below. But for dessert, having it with either with a snack that has protein or fiber in it. So for me, my after school snack a lot of times was popcorn that has a lot of fiber in it. I would use the Lesser Evil popcorn, so it has a lot of fiber in it. Some kind of nuts, which have protein, they have healthy fats, and they have fiber in them. I would typically do walnuts, but sometimes I would also do almonds. And I would do like two tablespoons full of some chocolate chips. A lot of times I would do the Hue chocolate gems, and I would just mix that together and eat it almost like a little homemade trail mix type thing. And that really just satisfied me and gave me the energy to get through the afternoon. That was just such a common snack for me that I knew was going to give me what I wanted and what I needed in combination with each other. So instead of having dessert on an empty stomach, I encourage you to have it within like 30 to 45 minutes of eating. Or have it, you know, paired with something else, like I was just mentioning with a snack. Now, in terms of exercise, there are two things that I want to mention here. Weightlifting. When I was on my weight loss journey, I was lifting weights consistently. I was doing it at least four times a week, and that fit my lifestyle at the time. I don't lift weights four times a week right now. I'm trying to get back into that, actually. And I just weightlifted this morning, and my whole body is sore. But at the time, I was lifting weights about four times a week, somewhere between four and six. But like I said, my life allowed that at the time. Shane was working a job that, first of all, I started my weight loss journey during COVID. And so I was at home all day, every day, most of the time by myself because I was living with my family at the time, and all three of them had jobs that still required them to go into work. And so I was at home all day by myself. And so I would spend time exercising during the day. I would go on walks, laps around my yard while talking on the phone with Shane because we were just dating at that time. So I would walk around the yard talking to him in the evenings or talking to one of my friends because during that time, it was a super lonely time. So I would spend a lot of time walking. I spent time lifting weights during that time. And then once I started going back to school, Shane was working a really terrible job. We were living together already at that point. He was working a terrible job that was keeping him away in the evenings until like 9:30. And he would also have to work on Saturdays until like in the evening. And so I had a lot of time to myself. And so I would come home from work and I would just work out in the afternoons. My life allowed for that at the time. As things shifted, as priorities shifted, so did my exercise, and I found something that worked for me at all stages of life. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, there are going to be a million excuses that you can make. There are going to be, you know, I could have been like, no, I'm too tired. No, teaching is hard. No, I don't, you know, have the time or the energy or whatever. I could have made up a million excuses for why I wasn't going to do those exercises. But I found a way and I found time and I made it a priority. It's all about what you make priorities. And again, I know that's some tough love and it might be hard to hear, but I have to say it of like, you have to do the things that you said you were going to do. Nobody can make it happen for you. You've got to put in the work. You've got to consistently show up. You've got to give it its time to work, and you've just got to keep showing up time after time after time. and keep doing what you said that you were going to do. So I was weightlifting during that time, and weightlifting is very, very beneficial for weight loss. It requires your body to exert so much more energy, and so you're going to be more likely to burn fat while lifting weights. And if you are having protein every single time you open your mouth, then it's going to be beneficial for you to begin weightlifting so that you can use that protein to build muscle rather than just allowing it to sit there, right? It's going to be really important for you to do something. If you are not lifting weights, then do something to move your body. If you are, especially if you're eating protein, like I said, it's going to be beneficial for you to move your body. So make it a priority to move your body like 3 to 5 times a week. But weightlifting is very beneficial. And then the other thing that I want to mention here is after dinner walks. So after you finish a meal, all meals, if possible, move your body for like 10 minutes minimum. That's going to really help your body to use the food that you just ate as immediate fuel for your body rather than, again, letting it sit and turn into fat in your bloodstream. So using that food as a fuel immediately by going on some kind of walk or just moving your body in some way. So instead of finishing eating and then getting cozy on the couch, finish eating and then clean up the kitchen or take a shower or take the dog on a walk or go around, go check the mail, do something to move your body for a few minutes after you eat so that one, it can stabilize your blood sugar and two, it can use that food that you just ate for immediate fuel for your body. Now, I do also want to mention sleep and stress management also play a role in weight loss. If you're not getting enough sleep, then that is going to cause you to be hungrier throughout the day. I've mentioned this before, whether I can't remember if it was an email or in this podcast, but I know that I've mentioned it before where if you're not sleeping enough, then your body's going to produce extra of your hunger hormone. Your hunger hormone is called ghrelin, and it's going to be produced extra if you are not getting enough sleep at night. And the reason for that is because sleep and food are our main energy sources. And so if you're not getting enough energy from sleep, then your body has to compensate by getting enough energy from food. So if there's something that's keeping you up at night, whether it's a stressor, whether it's a child, whatever it is, finding a way to maximize your sleep and get the most possible sleep that you can, you know, and I know most people know this, but somewhere around 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night is ideal. Find a way to do that as often as you can. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect, but sleep also plays a role in weight loss and as well as stress management. You know, if you don't have proper stress management tactics, then you're going to be more likely to abuse food. You're going to be more likely to abuse alcohol or something like that. And you're also going to, your body's going to hold on to extra weight because that is your body's way of protecting you against these outside stressors. And so finding things that work for you as stress management techniques is also incredibly valuable. The biggest thing that is going to lead to your success in this area of your health is consistency. And that means that you have to keep small goals and you cannot give up on yourself. There's only one person in this world who wants this as much as you do, and it is you. Don't give up on yourself. You are worth it. You are worth doing all of these challenging things. Yeah, it might suck to get up off the couch one day and do a workout. Yeah, it might suck to add a veggie to your dinner. Yeah, it might be really hard for you to say no to something or say yes to something. That might be challenging for you in that moment, but ask yourself, is future me going to be proud of the decision that I'm making right now? And then make a decision accordingly. You know, if you're faced with the opportunity to choose a burger and fries or a burger and salad at lunch, ask yourself, which of these is future me going to be most happy that I chose? And then make a decision accordingly. If future you is going to be like, I really should have got those freaking French fries, then get the French fries. But if future you is going to be like, gosh, I just, you know, ruminating on the fact that I really should have made a better choice. I can't believe I didn't make a better choice. And feeling guilt and shame over the choice that you made previously, then make a choice accordingly. So put yourself in your future self's shoes and ask yourself, what is the future me gonna, what decision does she want me to make right now? And make a decision accordingly. Keep your goals small. Don't set yourself up for failure by making these huge, lofty goals. Set goals that are achievable and realistic, and set goals that are really tangible. goal. Like, make them super, super specific. Instead of saying, I'm going to drink water, say, I'm going to drink 60 ounces of water 3 days this week. And be super intentional about making sure that you do that. Be consistent with it. Be intentional about the goals that you set and show up for yourself. Be consistent and prove to yourself that you are worth making these decisions and doing these things and, you know, making changes to your lifestyle and to your habits and to your body, because I know that you're worth it, and it's time for you to show up and believe that you're worth it too. Okay, well, now that I am off that soapbox, I love every single one of you, and I'm really proud of you for showing up and listening to this episode, and I hope that something, you know, whether it was me stepping on your toes or whether it was me providing some knowledge and some education here, I hope that something sticks with you from this episode, that you take this, that you run with it, that you use it. And I'm really proud of you for being here. And, you know, clearly you clicked on this episode because you want to make a change. And so I encourage you to stick to your word and to make that change and to do the things that you said that you were going to do. And know that I'm here to support you in however I can. Reach out to me on social media if you want to work one-on-one together, whether I have a spot open right now or not. We can talk about it and see what might work for you. If you want to join Seismic Shift in the future, we have another round of that opening up later this year. If you want to join Healthy Handled and begin getting some extra recipes, if you just want to, you know, reach out and have me send you a little bit of tough love or anything like that, I'm here for you. I want to support you through this journey. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you to yourself for being here. You showed up for yourself today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or a review beneath the episode, or, you know, beneath the show on either Apple or Spotify, wherever you listened. It really means a lot to me whenever I see those, and it helps the show grow and it helps me stay inspired. So tomorrow is an On My Sleeve episode. I encourage you to come back and listen to that one. We are going to be talking about spirituality, which don't let that scare you. I'm really, really excited to share this episode with you because my journey with spirituality has been very interesting over time. So I encourage you to come back and listen to that episode. Thank you for being here, and I will see you all soon. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again next week. And always remember, the more you know, the more you grow.